Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up with a smile today.
They're always with me in the mornings.
It's Elizabeth and Radar. That just brightens up my mornings on 99.1 The Mix.
So it's really important a lot of times to open up and share what you're going through in hopes of, yes, healing and being honest and open, but perhaps enlightening someone else. Maybe you can have that connection with someone and not feel alone. And Olivia Munn is really doing this when it comes to opening up about battling breast cancer, especially now recently, because she is one of the models with the Skims brand. Skims brand, you know, with Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
She is showing off her scars. She said she's sick of being insecure. And she talked a little bit about how it shows what she's gone through.
When I look at the scars or how my breasts look different or how clothes fit on me differently, I just feel a lot of gratitude. The way my body looks is just a representation of how hard I fought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think it's incredible that she's doing that. And it really resonated with me personally, because last year I had gone through, almost a year ago to the day. It was Halloween when I went through reconstructive surgery last year.
It was last October.
Due to this BRCA2 gene mutation that we have in our family. And we've had four breast cancer diagnoses in 4 years in my family. Three of those women have BRCA2. One of them does not. I found out I have the BRCA2 mutation, so my risks are even more heightened of breast cancer and ovarian and fallopian tube cancer, which is why I went through these preventative surgeries last year. And I was just at the doctor yesterday, because now that I'm in surgical menopause, there's definitely been some changes. There's been, mm-hmm. I'm having some joint pain that I'm trying to like work through of what that's all about. And so we're talking about glucosamine, and I am taking the calcium supplements and things like that. I know the mood swings are prevalent in menopause. Literally last night, I had a night flash, a night sweat.
Yep.
It's a night sweat.
Yeah.
I had a hot flash. 11 o'clock at night, I am drenched. Eric's coming to bed. We had to change the sheets last night, and I had to shower and everything. My hair was soaked. Like, it was horrible.
Menopause is just...
It's a lot to deal with.
Yep.
And we're working through a lot of this, and, you know, none of it has been to the point that it's not manageable, but I'm trying to figure out...
But it's changes in your life.
It does.
You have to kind of alter some things in your life.
And I was at the doctor yesterday, and I've gained 7 pounds since last year. And I'm someone that really doesn't fluctuate with my weight. And I remember standing on the scale at the doctor yesterday thinking,
let me take my phone out of my pocket.
This menopause weight. Okay, well, here we are, 7 pounds. Mm-hmm. And I kind of felt down about it. And then I had a moment of thinking, this was something that happened to prevent cancer. I don't have cancer. And that would obviously be so much harder to deal with. And then I think about the women in my life that are battling cancer and what they're dealing with and post chemo and all of that trauma. And it's like, yeah, it's important to have these conversations and talk about it, because it's okay to sit there and feel like, why is this happening? And looking at your body and feeling like you don't recognize it at times. But for Olivia Munn to talk about this and show these scars, I personally felt like, hey, thank you for saying that.
That's great
because
that she did
that. It shows that mm-hmm. you've battled and you've gone through something and you are here to still talk about it, and felt compelled to talk about it here on the radio, that I'm still trying to figure out what is this life with menopause going to look like for me and some of these changes. But I really appreciate my doctors that are always willing to answer questions. I mean, the internet can be a scary place when you go down that rabbit hole.
Whoa,
of
be
like,
careful.
Wait,
Dr.
what's
Google.
This symptoms? Mm-hmm. What's that? And still just encouraging people to talk to their doctors and, again, being their own advocate.
Is that what you would say to people who may have, whether it's breast cancer in their family, in their history, or whether they don't? Get your mammogram, obviously. But how do you know to take the next steps like you did? Like, oh, do you have to ask your healthcare provider, like, hey, do I need to do this? Or do you need to, like you said, advocate for yourself and say, no, I'm going to do this test, or I'm going to take this further just to make sure.
You need to definitely talk to your doctors.
Okay.
But in our case, it was a breast cancer diagnosis that happened to a relative of mine who was in their 30s. And that's when the doctors said, wait a second here.
Yeah.
Something's going on that you could be so young and so healthy and get stage 3 breast cancer. And that's when the mutation came about. And she told all of us relatives, hey, this is happening and it's genetics. So we then went to our doctors and each of us, all, I mean, cousins, you know, aunts, uncles, I mean, this... There's men in our family that have BRCA2 gene mutations also.
Right, because it runs in the family. Doesn't matter.
Talking to our doctors. Okay. And then from there, I went to the high-risk breast clinic with ProHealth. And that's when they said, all right, let's do this testing.
Yeah.
Let's do all of this to see where we're at.
It's good information for people with questions. Because how did you get to your point here? And
you need to just talk to your doctors and do this and see if genetic testing makes sense for you. I think knowledge is power. Don't be scared of information, personally. Yeah. It saved my life.
Some of you in the mixed family have heard Elizabeth's journey. Some of you may be new and they're thinking, well, wait, what are you talking about? And how do I get to that point if that is the situation I need, the road I need to go down?
And I'm so glad I did it. I mean, despite these little moments of trying to work through menopause and the weight gain and working through some scar tissue, I am so glad I did it, because as another breast cancer diagnosis happened to our family earlier this year, the risks for me jumped then to 86%.
Man.
To get breast cancer. Like, that's how much this has infiltrated and affected our family.
It's really impacted
and
you.
It really has. Mm-hmm. And so, again, don't avoid information. Don't talk to your doctors. Get those mammograms. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And have these conversations with people to find out from the experts, okay, what are your risks? Because if I had it, I don't know where I'd be today. And I would never have done it any differently.
I was going to ask
you. Knowing what I know now, despite, again, working with... Again, last night, 11 o'clock at night, I've been asleep for an hour and a half, having to take the shower because of the night sweats and dealing with
mm-hmm.
the mood swings and dealing with the weight gain and stuff like that. But menopause was going to happen either way, depending on, you know, if I was lucky enough to even be here long enough. It just came obviously head on because I had the surgery. But just felt like I wanted to talk about
absolutely.
It this morning and get it out there and support all of you that are going through your battles and whatever they are. And if I can offer any kind of support or resource, please reach out. I'm not a medical expert, but I've been through a lot of this and I've learned a ton. But really talk to your doctors and be proactive and be your own advocate when it comes to your health.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.